Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Impact Today. My name is Mark. This is my lovely wife, Victoria. We're so happy that you joined us today. We are excited about today's program because we know when God speaks to you through His Word, your life will never be the same again. Amen. Hallelujah. In just a little bit, we're going to be going to some footage of a meeting we did not too long ago. And it's a very powerful time of ministry. But before we do, I want to encourage you to go to our website, globalimpactministries.com. There you can access all of our videos. You can see our newsletters. You can contact us with praise reports, testimonies, prayer requests. And we just encourage you to avail yourself of that. Also, there's something brand new. For those of you, because we have many people who watch us in the Urdu language, you now can go to YouTube. We have a YouTube channel called Impact Today Urdu. Impact Today Urdu. And there you can access all of our episodes. We're loading them up one a week. And I think at this point right now, there's at least six of them there. And you can just access that, and it'll be a great blessing to you. Victoria, do you have a testimony to share with us?
I do. Recently, we were in Pakistan ministering in actually in a brick kiln. Mm-hmm. And we preached the gospel. We prayed with the people to receive Jesus. We prayed a mass healing prayer, and we left quickly because a storm was rolling in. But later on, the testimonies began to come in, and they were astounding how many testimonies came mm-hmm. in. There were about 800 people there, and 341 people gave individual testimonies of healing out of 800 people. That's mm-hmm. astounding to mm-hmm. me. Here are some of the miracles. One girl had a leg that was 2 inches shorter than the other, and it grew out to match in length. One kid came with a tumor. It disappeared. One mother brought her toddler who was unable to walk. She put him on the ground and he started walking. One woman had back pain from an injury for 9 years. Imagine that. Yeah. Back pain's horrible.
Yeah.
Have you ever like tweaked your back and mm-hmm. it hurt just for a couple days? Mm-hmm. It's such a bother. 9 years back pain healed. One man had cancer. 3 days later, he went to get checked, and it was 100% clear. One woman was unable to see out of her eye was healed. One girl was delivered from an evil spirit and healed. One woman with an issue of blood was healed. One woman with a kidney issue was healed, and one lady with a breast tumor. It disappeared.
Hallelujah.
All that happened and many, many more yeah. things. So
glory to God.
Jesus is the healer and the gospel is the power of God.
Amen. And the Lord will heal you
yes.
today.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now let's go to this meeting that we recently ministered in.
I know most of us here are here on a regular basis. As I'm looking out, I recognize a lot of faces. Just checking everyone out. I want to encourage you to not take for granted this place where we all come and encounter God on a regular basis. I know many of you, like me, every time you're here, you encounter God. That's very special. So don't take it for granted. You have an appointment with Him, even tonight. Amen. As we were worshiping, I was thinking about Adam and Eve before the fall, how the Lord would come in the cool of the day and visit with them. So really, it is God's idea to encounter us every day. So encounter Him. Let Him encounter you. How many of you have, Mark's going to preach tonight, but I just have a couple things stirring, so I'm just going to take a couple minutes. But how many of you have ever heard of evangelist Billy Burke? Billy Burke had brain cancer as a child. He had an inoperable brain tumor, and he was going to die as a five-year-old boy. But his grandmother was watching Catherine Kuhlman, hearing about Catherine Kuhlman, watching her ministry, seeing the miracles, and she went to little Billy as a five-year-old boy and said, "Billy, I'm going to take you to a Catherine Kuhlman meeting, and you're going to be healed by the power of God." And she would tell him this over and over. Well, she had to get permission from the doctors to remove him from the hospital, which she did. And she took him to a Catherine Kuhlman meeting. And they were way up in the back. And she kept telling him, "Billy, Catherine Kuhlman's going to lay hands on you, and you're going to be completely healed." Praise God for a grandma like that. So the service went on and things were happening, and then the moment came. Grandma took Billy down to have hands laid on him. Catherine Kuhlman laid hands on him, and he was completely healed of a brain tumor. Well, he went on to grow up and live his life and actually began to minister, and in his ministry flow very similar to Catherine Kuhlman. If you've ever been in one of his meetings, he's very flamboyant and, you know, he'll be like, "Tell us what the Lord's doing for you." And while you're talking, he grabs the mic back and bursts into song, you know, "Then Sings My Soul." And, okay, tell us what the Lord is doing. And what an anointing. What a presence. So I brought up Billy Burke and told all that to tell you that he taught me something in his meetings. And I want to talk a little bit about what's happening when you encounter God and you're on the floor. What's happening when God encounters you in your seat on the back row? Whether you're falling out of your chair, as some of us do, or shaking, as some of us do, or rolling across the floor, as some of us do, or dancing, or taking a lap, or maybe you're just sitting there, overwhelmed with the glory of God. What's happening? What I learned from Billy Burke in one of his meetings, he said, when the Lord encounters you and you encounter the Lord, whatever manifestation's going on, don't just let your mind wander all over the place. I mean, when God comes upon you, we don't turn into like a zombie with no brain. You don't go comatose. You are aware of what's going on around you, and if you're not careful, you can just let your mind begin to wander. Thinking about what you're going to pick up at the store on the way home. Literally, while you're laying there, and the power of God is on you. So what Billy taught me, evangelist Billy Burke, in that moment, have a conversation with God. He's a person. The Holy Ghost is a person. He's on you, and he's right there. And your flesh might be shaking on your skeleton. Talk to him. What do we say? "Lord, I surrender to you. I yield to you. Not my will, but your will be done. I lay down my desires. Have your way. Do whatever you want to do." That's the kind of conversation we need to be having with the Lord while we're on the floor. Otherwise, we can spend a bunch of time rolling, laughing, crying, running, dancing, and end up with little fruit because we're not surrendered. surrender, yield, and respond. Surrender, yield, and respond. So what's happening when he encounters you? You know, we humans, we like to think we got everything figured out. Oh, this is what's happening when the Lord comes upon you. And, you know, we know some things. We know some things by experience. We know some things by what the Word teaches us. But many things are happening. When you encounter God, you're being changed. When you encounter God, he's burning things out of you and putting things into you. When you encounter God, all the word that you've been meditating on every day, when you spend time in the word every day, meditating in the word every day, when you have an encounter with God, all of a sudden, revelation light shoots into your heart and you see and you know and you comprehend. And when you see and you know and you comprehend, all of a sudden you start walking in it. Amen. What else happens? Many things. Many things. You're receiving grace for your assignment. Some of you don't even know that you have an assignment. The blueprints are being downloaded into you, and not just the blueprints, but the grace to carry it out. We all have unique assignment, but our assignments all have one thing in common. They result in souls coming into the kingdom. And so as you lay there on the floor, laughing, shaking, rolling, sitting in your chair, being overwhelmed by the power of God. All of these things and many more things are happening. Revelation is coming. Strength is coming. Healing is coming. And this is a big one right here. You are learning to become more aware of the spiritual realm, which is right here all around us. Very real. The spiritual realm is very real. It's just as real as the physical realm. It's just made out of a different materiality. And we cannot see it with the physical eye unless God opens our eyes to it. But there's things happening all around us all the time. When we get in meetings like this, it's like boot camp to recognize when things are going on in the spiritual realm. Brother Hagin tells a story, and I've read all his books, and I can't believe I missed this, but I saw it recently, and it blew me away. He was getting ready to minister, and so he's laying on his stomach on the bed, meditating on his notes and the word, when all of a sudden he felt a presence come in. He was in a trailer, his travel trailer. He felt a presence come in the room. It was such a strong feeling that he turned around and said, "Who is it?" And then he turned back around and began to study his notes again, and the presence left. He thought, I wonder what that was. Years later, Jesus told him, "Remember that time you were laying on your stomach preparing to preach and you felt that presence come in and then it left?" Jesus said, "I sent an angel with an answer that you needed, but you were too spiritually dull to receive it." Brother Hagin, answers are coming to us. When we are in this atmosphere and we encounter God, answers are coming. Angels are walking up and down, giving gifts. Jesus is walking up and down, giving gifts. The oil of joy is being poured out. Many, many things are happening. Here's another one. Your personality's being changed. Now, you know, if you're having trouble with your personality, nowadays you can just go to the doctor and get a pill. For real. I just don't feel quite right. Something's just not right with me. I don't know what it is. Oh, here's a pill. Or you can get under the influence of the Holy Ghost and let him change your personality. Amen. I want to testify. This happened to me. When I married Mark, I was so painfully shy. I didn't even want to look anyone in the eye. If he was going to minister, he would get the third degree from me beforehand. Don't you dare say, "This is my wife, stand up and wave." Don't you dare ask me to greet the people. You just do your thing. Just pretend I'm not here. And just visiting even like with pastors in the green room and stuff like that. Oh God, I hated it. I hated talking to people. And don't you ever give me the mic. Well, we came on staff at a church in Buffalo, New York. And Mark sent me to a women's conference here in Tulsa. It was Janet Brzee and Vicki Jameson Peterson. Does anybody know Vicki Jameson Peterson? Whoa. So I'm in these meetings for 3 days. Let me tell you what. I never laughed once. I never jumped up and danced once. You might have called me a spectator. But I sat there in the glory for 3 days. When I came home, and this is no exaggeration, you can ask my husband. And this was before Facebook, so it wasn't like me posting, "I'm at a conference, the glory." No, like nobody knew where I was. And I came into church, and people who had known me for years, they walked right up to me and they said, "What happened to you? What's different about you?" Like person after person, because I was changed in the glory of God. Now listen to this. Can I just take a couple more minutes? So this is wild. This is how dramatic the change was. See, when you're on the floor encountering God, he's actually doing something. He's actually doing something that no man can do for you. So just lay there and let him do it and surrender, yield, and respond. So when I was in high school, I was bullied by this girl so bad. I was small. She was big. She was scary. And she, for some reason, picked me out just to pick on me. It was terrifying. I had to walk home 1 mile from the school to my house every day. And I walked so fast because if she saw me, then she was bullying me on the way home. It was scary. And it was so bad that the principal told my parents, "We don't know what else to do. You better call the police." And she made my life miserable. So fast forward, I come home from this conference. I'm telling you what, my whole personality changed. And I never even had hands laid on me. I never even jumped up and, you know, when everyone jumped up and danced, I never even did that. I didn't roll on the ground. I didn't even laugh. Like I sat in the glory. So the next Sunday in church, we're in church. All of a sudden, I have a word, like a prophecy, like in me coming up. And I'm like, whoa. I walk up to the pastor and I said, "I think I have a word." He hands me the mic. You don't understand. This is so out of character for me at this point. I get up there, I open my mouth, I start prophesying in this church. And then I give an altar call to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. 12 people? Oh, I don't remember that. But Mark says 12 people came forward. All I remember is that girl who bullied me came forward. Here, I'm standing here, and I'm like looking at the people, but I see Nicole. Tears streaming down her face. And she prayed, and she received the Holy Ghost. She must have gotten saved after high school, because saved people don't bully people. And this is wild, you guys. Only God could do this. A couple years later, she became our bookkeeper, administrative assistant, and office manager. And she ran our whole office while we lived in India for 5 years. The girl who bullied me. That's a miracle. But the point is, my personality changed. God can turn you into whatever He wants to. The fire of God will do that. Amen.
Praise God. That was powerful. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16 out of the Amplified Classic Version. It says, "Then Jesus said to His disciples, 'If anyone desires to be my disciple, let him deny himself, disregard, lose sight of, and forget himself and his own interests, and take up his cross and follow, cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying also.'" "For whoever is bent on saving his temporal life, his comfort and security here, shall lose it eternal life. And whoever loses his life, his comfort and security here, for my sake, shall find it life everlasting."
Wow.
And it goes on. It's very, very powerful. But the point is, if you're really going to live and enjoy your eternal rewards, if you're going to have a sense of purpose in this life, you need to really yield and consecrate yourself to the Lord. As Victoria was sharing, surrender your life fully unto Him. And when you do that, your life will have purpose and you will experience the goodness of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. His presence will become more real to you and you'll have joy and peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right now, if you're listening and you've never accepted or surrendered your life to Christ, today's your day. I want to urge you to do it now. Just say this with me with all of your heart. Never forget this. Jesus paid the ultimate price for you. Mm-hmm. His blood was shed to wash away your sin. And as Victoria and I always say, what is sin? It's going your own way. It's cleaving to your own way, doing it my way. You are in charge instead of Jesus being in charge. Well, today's your day to say, nope, I'm no longer going to be in charge of my life. I'm not going to try to get to heaven my way. I'm not going to be in charge. Jesus is going to be in charge. I surrender my life to Him right now. So just say this after me right now with all of your heart. Say, "Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I come to You.
I come to You.
I realize.
I need a Savior.
I need a Savior.
I need salvation.
I need salvation.
And I surrender my life to You
and
now.
And I surrender my life to You
I
now.
I repent.
From my life. Doing it my way.
Doing it my way.
And I surrender to You.
And I surrender to You.
And I embrace Your life.
And I embrace Your life.
To Your ways.
Your ways.
Wash me.
Wash me.
In the blood. That You shed for me.
That You shed for me.
When You died on the cross.
When You died on the cross.
I believe You rose from the dead.
I believe You rose from the dead.
So I could be justified.
So I could be justified.
I confess. You are the Lord of my life.
You are the Lord of my
life. I receive You as my Savior. And You are now boss. Take charge. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. My friend, if you did that with all of your heart, the Lord Jesus is now your Lord. He's your Savior. Your sins are washed away. Hallelujah. Right now, we're going to pray for the sick. And just like Victoria read the testimonies at the beginning of this program, God wants to do miracles for you.
Yes.
What He did for somebody else, He will do for you. Yes. Hallelujah. Put your hand on the part of your body that's sick. Get ready to receive your miracle right now. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to stretch forth your hand and touch the people from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I thank you now that your miracle life flows through them. We believe, we receive, and we thank you for miracles happening right now.
Thank you,
in Jesus', mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God.
If you prayed to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you prayed for healing and you're experiencing a miracle right now in your body, please call the number on your screen. Someone's waiting to take your call and hear all about what God's doing in your life.
Glory to God. God bless you, friends. See you next time.